Behind door number one, a possible government shutdown. Behind door number two, a possible U.S. government default. Don't even want to know what might be behind door number three. I'm David Brancaccio. Lawmakers in Washington are up against a number of crucial deadlines in the coming days, denominated in hundreds of billions and trillions. There's funding for the Biden infrastructure plan, plus the Fed's running out of money and the ability to borrow. Marketplace's Nova Safo joins us here. Let's start with Democrats closer to a vote?
Well, a little closer, David. They're saying they've made progress, their words, over their taxing options to pay for the $3.5 trillion spending bill, which has been contentious. Democrats say they've come up with a taxing framework, and they'll now need to iron out the details. The broad outlines are the same, though. Increased taxes on high-income earners and corporations. A key sticking point over that spending bill remains unresolved. That's the price tag, $3.5 trillion. Senators Joe Manchin, Kyrsten Sinema want to spend less. The president has told them, come up with a number. And that's what lawmakers are trying to hash out. And there's a self-imposed Monday deadline.
Monday. Meanwhile, a possible government shutdown if money runs out?
Well, yes, potentially. That's because Republicans don't want to vote for a continuing resolution to fund the government and a measure to suspend the debt limit. Democrats have combined those two things into one bill. But Speaker Nancy Pelosi is now signaling she may decouple those two measures and the continuing resolution Republicans are expected to vote for. So Pelosi is suggesting they'll get the government funded, and that deadline is this coming Thursday night.
And quickly, the chance of bumping into the limit on borrowing, the debt ceiling that Congress imposes on the country.
Right. That's a tougher one, David. Hard to say. Republicans are insisting Democrats deal with the debt limit on their own. Democrats want a bipartisan vote. They have a little bit more time to figure this one out until October when the Treasury Department says it'll run out of money.
On Sunday, voters in Germany select who replaces Angela Merkel as head of the state. Head of state, of course. Merkel, 16 years as chancellor, a time when the economy there grew 34%. She helped steer Germany and Europe through debt crises, the 2008 financial mess, and now pandemic. This week, my Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig, is in Germany. She reports today from the southwestern city of Stuttgart, listening to what some businesses want out of this election.
Dr. Peter Weichmann is in the spring business and the pipe business and the nail, screw, and paperclip business.
We produce bending machines who bend parts used in cars or in furniture, in dishwashers.
His company, Vafios, began in 1893. Its first creations were used to braid fencing and twist springs. Now they're used to make components in modern innovations like home appliances and electric vehicles.
When you sit in a car and you open something, there is a spring behind. So in each car, between 3,000 and 6,000 springs. And those springs can be produced on our machines.
Small and medium-sized manufacturing companies like this one are at the heart of Germany's economy. They account for more than half of the nation's economic growth, and they employ 60% of all workers, according to the German Finance Ministry. They're so influential, there's a term for them, Mittelstand.
It means people from the middle class and also the medium-sized company, typically family-owned, not public listed, specialized.
That's Winfried Weber, a professor of management at Mannheim University of Applied Sciences. As the election enters its final phase this weekend, he says there are a number of issues Mittelstand firms are watching with huge interest. But one worries them most, proposed tax increases.
That's a big problem for some family-owned businesses because that means there is less investments and less research and development. There can be a tipping point where jobs are lost.
Regulation is also a top issue, especially for Michael Gopfart, the boss of Skio Automation, which develops tools like robots to make production and fulfillment more efficient.
Every 4 years, in nearly every paper of some party, there are some, they want to do the deregulation. In reality, it's completely the opposite. So I'm not expecting much, But I hope maybe the general mindset will not switch completely with the next government.
Back at Vafio's headquarters, boss Dr. Peter Weichmann says when targeted in the right way, regulation can help spur innovation for homegrown companies. He points to the boom in electric vehicles and incentive programs used to help encourage companies to make them and customers to buy them.
I think politics make some regulations and prepare the people on that new technology, because it will be having influence on everybody. That brings that technology forward. You cannot stop it, you cannot hide it, so you have to be part of that.
They've heard proposals from politicians. Now Mittelstand companies wait for the outcome of this weekend's election. But dropping ballots at the box is just the first step. Without a winner-take-all approach to elections and polls particularly tight, experts say a coalition government is the most likely outcome. For business, what matters next is ensuring politicians forming that coalition understand businesses' fears, desires, and their hopes for the future. In Stuttgart, Germany, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.
Stuttgart is also where Mercedes-Daimler has its headquarters. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.